Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Stamen with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembraugh.
Hey, that's me. Thank you very much. And we're ready to go. 60 minutes of nothing but Michigan Tech Hockey Talk. Coach is in our studio. Good morning, Coach Pearson.
Good morning, Dirk. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. We're back after a long trip down to Mankato to WCHA games against the Mavericks. We knew it would be a tough go at it going into that building. It always is, and it turned out to be the case.
Well, it was, and we expected a real hard-fought series, that's been a tough place for us to play. I mean, since I've been here, I think we've won one game, but over the course of the series, we've only won four games in roughly 25 opportunities. They're a good team. They played well defensively. We couldn't get our offense on track, and when you don't score goals or you score a few, you have to be rock solid defensively. And, like I said, we knew it was going to be a tough series, but we didn't get the results we would like, but at the same time, I continue to see improvements in some areas. So I'm encouraged by some things. You want to win, but like someone pointed out to me after the games, I didn't look it up. Someone came over to me, Minnesota State person, one of their administration, said, you know what, hey, we started 0-4 last year, and look how we ended up. And I don't know why they were telling me that. I think they're just trying to be encouraging. Might have been their equipment manager or something like that. So. Saw me on my way out, and I just thanked them, for all their help that weekend. So, it's interesting. You have to keep the big picture in mind. I know the short term, it's not maybe what we'd like it to be, but we can't change the future we can't change the past. And we talk about that a lot. And this weekend, we'll move beyond that after today and focus on our next weekend and look to get better.
What were you? What were some of the good things that we did take out of that weekend, Coach? If you can think of any.
Well, 5-on-5, we're playing well. I think I watched the game, so we didn't get back till like 7 in the morning. I think on early Sunday morning. So I had the opportunity on that 8-hour bus ride to really analyze the game and go over the video and watch closely and break the game into a lot of different plays. Special teams, 5-on-5. Face-offs, forecheck, everything, when you watch the game back, when you remove yourself from the emotion of the game and actually just watch the pure game itself and critique it, I really liked our team 5-on-5. I think that's an area where we want to play more in 5-on-5. And currently the way the refereeing is, there's not a lot of 5-on-5. I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, whatever it is, we didn't give up a goal all weekend 5-on-5. Now, having said that, we did not score a goal on 5-on-5, but I liked our team 5-on-5, so that was good. Some of the players have made huge strides from the first weekend to this past weekend, and you can see it in their individual play, just a little bit more confidence. I think our defense is continuing to grow, making better plays. Even though we've got a lot of returnees, we still have to get into game habits, and I still think we're learning and trying to get there. I mean, that whole summer off, but I really like some things our defensemen are starting to do now with the puck, and we're going to need that because teams pack it in, make it harder to get to the net, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to need them to step up more offensively, and they have in the past, so we'll continue to do that. So we're making some strides in some areas, but obviously there's certain areas where we have to get better. And I tell you what, it's a game of bounces, and you earn your breaks, they say, but we didn't get any bounces, especially in that Saturday game. I thought everything, anything that could go their way went their way, and every break or bounce, they seemed to get them.
I wanted you to, before we get to the games, can you talk a little bit about Chris Leibinger? And and do you see this happening more and more? I really think it's a great idea to put him up there as that seventh defenseman and give you that extra, a little bit of backup there on defense and a pretty good forward, too.
Well, and that's it. And I think Chris is finding out it's a lot more work playing forward than it is defense, you know, because you have to get in there and you have to forecheck and you have to backcheck, and there's a lot more ice to cover. When you think about it, defensemen's usually only going up to the blue line and back, blue line and back. But forwards a lot of times have to go end-to-end, and it's a lot of work. Not that playing defense isn't, but no, he's looked good. You know, he's given us a spark up front. He's a physical player. He can skate, so he can get in on the forecheck. And then also having him in the lineup when you get into some problems with penalties with defensemen, he has the experience, and he's probably been one of our best, you know, two or three defensemen. So anytime you take him and put him up forward, you're taking something away from the back end. So it's nice to have him in there. And, you know, I don't know if we'll continue to do it or not. You know, we got to find some scoring. We got to find some chemistry. And I'm not sure, you know, if Chris is going to give us a lot of that up front. So we'll continue to monitor that and see what we feel is the best spot to put Chris in, because he's a valuable player. We have to play him.
But it must give you some insurance in when you're bringing a new guy in on defense like Ranky, because he's been playing great, but first game that he was in, that was the game that Leibinger went up on.
Correct.
And, you know, just if something goes drastically wrong with that freshman, you have that guy there.
Well, and that's not how we really looked at it or why we brought Chris in. I think part of the issue is we have seven really good defensemen. So, you know, most teams only address six and then 12 forwards. And we've got some good forwards, but you evaluate is Leibinger better than maybe some of your forwards up front? And I think this stage with the experience and being a senior and whatnot and the situations he's played in, there's no doubt about it. Chris Ranky has been phenomenal. I mean, nothing short of, I mean, he has played fantastic. I mean, you can see his puck patience. You know, he's got so much patience with a puck, his presence in the game, making good reads. You know, he's going to have a mistake here or that, but you know, his plus minus is fine. He's doing well. So, but anyway, so now we've got a dilemma because we got seven really good defensemen. So, and we're trying to keep them all active and involved. And the first night we did not play Dane Burks, and you know, and Burks, he's played fairly well and going to be a good defenseman. So, yeah, we've got some tough decisions, but it's nice to have those tough decisions.
All right, well, let's take a look at Friday night's game. The final was 3-1, Minnesota State over Michigan Tech. Zeb Knutson got on the board twice in this game. He scored the first goal of the game at the 7:35 mark, given the Mavericks a 1-0 lead in that game.
13 remaining in the power play for Minnesota State. Brought up across the Michigan Tech line. Feather pass in front. Knutson is in, scores!
Zeb Knutson gets the goal. Hunter Brinker and Brickley get the assist. That was a power play goal, Coach, something that we saw a lot of power plays for both teams this weekend. 7:35 the time of that goal.
Yeah, and that is a tough goal to give up. You know, just the way the play developed and whatnot. And I thought we were doing a pretty good job killing penalties, actually, on the weekend. But, you know, we had just some little individual breakdowns, and they got a bounce, and obviously it goes into the net. But having said that, you know, it's an area that we have to continue to improve on. What I don't like is the penalties. You know, both, it seems like three of the four, maybe four of the four, I'm not sure about one Duluth game, we've taken a penalty two minutes into the game on the road, and it puts you on your heels right away. It gives the other team the opportunity. And I can't tell you their penalties. Like the first penalty we took, obviously on Saturday night, Alex Smith, I didn't even think it's a penalty, you know, but it's weird, and I got to find out. I'm going to try and show our team all the penalties and go through them. But from one weekend, we played at Duluth, and you had NCHE refs, and then you go to our league and have our refs, and it was just completely different, some of the calls. But having said that, you know, the first goal, you know, 4-on-4, we got a shot blocked, and they come down on a semi-breakaway, and we did a good job. We put the player on his back end, Hunter Brinker, and somehow he found a, you know, a hole in Devin, and it goes in. Not a great goal. I mean, and all, right away, you know, we're on our heels again to start the game.
All right, so it's 1-0. This is on Friday night, 1-0, Michigan Tech trailing, but ties it up at the 12:03 mark. Shane Hanna gets his first of the season.
Up for Rinky at the point, over for Shane Hanna, back for Rinky. Couldn't one-time it, now he'll pass it over. Lucchini looks, waits. Good job, not the shoot. It would have been a block. Here's a one-timer by Hanna. Scores! What a gun by Shane Hanna on the one-timer.
from the right side and ties the game up on a power play goal. 1-1 with 7:57 left in the first.
Oh, just nice patience there by those three guys, especially Jake Lucchini on that play.
Yeah, and sorry, Dirk. Blacklock took the penalty on Friday night early in the game, and it was a power play goal that we gave up. But big power play goal for us. Gets us back in the game with all the penalties in the first period.